1 in the morning on November 5th, 1980, Barry Goldwater began to drink. As Ronald Reagan, who the political media had anointed as Goldwater's successor, won the presidency by a landslide, Goldwater's race to serve a final term in the U.S. Senate was too close to call. With 85% of precincts reporting, the senator sent his brother and other supporters home. The once, quote-unquote, extremist themes and ideas Goldwater had championed when he was in Reagan's position 16 years earlier had now become mainstream. But the Arizona senator resented Reagan all the more for it. With his wife and his sister by his side, Barry Goldwater started to weep.
The vanquished, 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 vanquished.
Well, back home, Goldwater's reelected in 1958, and this is just around the time that the John Birch Society is on the rise. Can you speak to who they were and the far right's dissatisfaction with Eisenhower, who they somehow labeled a communist, and what was Barry Goldwater's relationship to this burgeoning movement?
Well, I'm not going to have to explain much because we live in a time which is very conspiratorially minded. I wrote a book on conspiracy thinking in American history, and the Birchers have been one of my topics. A man by the name of Robert Welsh, who was a major member of the National American Manufacturers Association, a leading figure, a candy manufacturer. And I don't say that to dismiss it in any way, shape, or form, but Robert Welsh started writing letters to his friends in the early 1950s, talking about the communist conspiracy, the communist threat. And he talked about the fact that the communists were seeking to not simply rule in Moscow and rule in Russia and rule in Eastern Europe, but they were seeking to take over the world. And he was going to pinpoint these events. And he kept on saying, how can this be happening? We just won World War II. We developed the atomic bomb. We developed the hydrogen bomb. How are we now losing what's happening in the world? And the only answer he could come up with this time was, the only reason we are losing is because people in high places are communist agents and communist spies. And they are seeking to destroy us from within. So in 1959, he assembles a group of 12 people for a two-day lecture. Interestingly enough, one of the people he invites is the father of the Koch brothers, who you might have heard of. And he, on the basis of this lecture, he's able to convince these people to join this organization. Now, he says at the same time, and I want to emphasize this, I want to underline this, is the communists, we know about the ones in Moscow and China, but what about the ones in Washington, D.C.? What about George Marshall? Wasn't he at the Yalta Conference where Franklin Roosevelt gave the Russians a free hand in Poland and Eastern Europe? And so it's not simply John Marshall, it's not simply Dean Acheson, but it's even Dwight Eisenhower, a conscious member of the communist conspiracy. So this is the stuff that really is powerful to him and powerful to many members. So in the mid-1950s, he sent a copy of this this letter, which was actually a book, to Barry Goldwater. Goldwater wrote him back to tell him to burn it and didn't want to hear about this. But what's interesting is that the John Birch Society continues to grow and grow and grow. And you have a lot of people who are now upset about the communist conspiracy, the communist agents in the schools, in the libraries, in the city government. And these people are strong in their belief. They are talking to neighbors. They are talking to relatives. And this movement is building. And the big concern in the 1960s becomes, well, these people are strongly conservative. These people strongly back Barry Goldwater. What do you do with them? Bill Buckley said, you know, these guys are nuts. These guys are extremists. And but other people in the Goldwater camp said, you know, we know they're not, you know, they're not people we invite home to dinner. And we know that Robert Welsh is, you know, believes Dwight Eisenhower is a communist. But we need this grassroots army to assemble voters and get them to the polls and get them voting for Barry Goldwater. So there is a pragmatism, there is a compromise, if you will, made between, if you will, the Goldwater movement and the Birch Society. And so Goldwater will then take the ploy or take the strategy, I'll condemn Robert Welsh, But I'll say that some of the finest members of my community are members of the Birch Society. Now, Welch changes in 1964 and 65, where he talked about the communist conspiracy. He then says, I made a mistake. The menace is not simply communism. That's one tentacle of the octopus. Capitalism is another tentacle of the octopus. And we have to face what he called a new world order, expression which we're very familiar with today, which he coins in the 1960s.
If you want full access to our entire episode catalog, as well as more bonus content, including the ability to comment, annoy, harass me, please sign up for our Patreon. It is at patreon.com/thevanquished. That's patreon.com/thevanquished.